Nolte, Hollywood Critics Association Exposed as Bunch of Babies. By John Nolte on August 30, 2022. So something called the Hollywood Critics Association, HCA, launched a couple of years ago, and now the wokeitards are destroying it from within. Yes, this is a feel-good story. The HCA was founded by two white guys who wanted to start a critics group that, unlike most others, would be gender-balanced and racially diverse. Gee, how do you think that turned out? Do you think bringing a bunch of wokeitards into your organization might have resulted in some inner turmoil? Things went bad about as quickly as you'd expect. One of the white co-founders, Scott Mantz, quit and is now accusing the other co-founder, Scott Menzel, of using him for his name and reputation. He knew that if I was a part of this group with him, my name and good standing would get him what he needed, the one Scott said about the other Scott. So the HCA grew, decided to create a board, and a wokeitard named Shannon McGrew applied for a board seat. Didn't get it, and that's when things got nasty, or awesome if you love this stuff as much as I do. This Shannon McGrew got on Facebook and started asking questions about what the HCA does with all of its money. She did this on social media. What are you doing with our membership dues? Where's the money for that Ukraine fundraiser? Why do we charge a fee to submit a movie or TV show for one of our nominations? I'm sure there's a simple answer to all this, she wrote on Facebook. I just figured it best we all have this information. So the white guy Scott, who still runs the HCA, tried to answer her, and things just got uglier and uglier. Or assamer and assamer, if you love this stuff as much as I do. Until the HCA booted McGrew from the HCA membership for violating its bylaws about privacy and conduct. So now, 10 HCA members have resigned in solidarity with McGrew, which is about 7% of its membership. And now we get to my favorite part. The shocker about what a bunch of wimps these people are. According to the white guy Scott who runs the HCA, McGrew's attacks have, get this, traumatized the remaining members, some of whom are considering, get this, restraining orders. Menzel says that McGrew's attacks have traumatized the HCA and have been perceived by HCA members, board members and even himself as threats. Multiple people are going to be going after restraining orders against her because they're afraid to go to screenings and they're afraid to go to events. He asserts, adding, we had another board member say they're going to leave. They literally said that they've got to go dark for a couple of days because their Apple Watch is telling them that their heart rate's been very high. Another person has said that they're very depressed. This has been a really traumatic experience for people. I mean, I'll tell you the truth, I feel unsafe. He continues, you're dealing with people who have had so many struggles. People who are from different countries, who don't normally get a chance to be put front and center. Who are very proud to be in this organization. Who feel attacked because they feel so close to this organization because it welcomed them with open arms. Emphasis added. See, they're all babies. These are the people populating America's critic culture. A bunch of soft and spoiled babies who can't deal with even the slightest bit of tension or stress. People who feel unsafe and whose Apple Watch tells them it's time to go dark. How are these thumbsuckers, these pathetic excuses for adult professionals, supposed to in any way relate to those of us who live and exist in a real world where tension and stress and conflict are facts of everyday life? This is what helicopter parenting gets you. This is what everybody wins a trophy gets you. These are people so thin-skinned and sheltered that they've grown into a bunch of neurotic, unhappy, narcissistic crybabies who fall apart at the first sign of adversity. But it's these selfish, utterly useless people who hold the control of our culture.